Robert Mueller's probe isn't the only investigation of U.S.-Russia relations during the 2016 vote. There's also the case involving Russian citizen Maria Butina. She's due to appear in court in Washington tomorrow morning, and she's expected to plead guilty to conspiracy. That would make Butina the first Russian national to admit in court to trying to influence U.S. politics during the 2016 campaign. She's also one of the first people to get candidate Trump on the record about wanting to lift U.S. economic sanctions on Russia. Here's Butina at a town hall gathering in Las Vegas in 2015, speaking to Trump.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm visiting from Russia, so my question...
Putin. Good friend of Obama, Putin.
My
he
question...
He likes Obama a lot. Go ahead.
My question will be about foreign politics.
Okay.
If you would be elected as a president, what will be your foreign politics, especially in the relationships with my country?
Trump eventually gets around to answering.
I believe I would get along very nicely with Putin. Okay? And I mean where we have the strength. I don't think you'd need the sanctions. I think that we would get along very, very well.
Erin Banko covers national security for the Daily Beast. She's been following Maria Butina's story.
Maria turned 30 not too long ago while in jail. She has been in the United States for a few years now. She studied at American University, but she also has ties to a man named Alexander Torshin, who is deeply connected to the Russian government and who last week decided to retire from that government. And so what we know about Butina over the past couple of years is that she developed that relationship with Mr. Torshin and worked with him on influencing American politics.
Butina is charged with conspiracy and acting as a foreign agent, or what some are calling espionage light. What's the evidence against her?
So she brokered meetings between high-powered politicos and leaders in the NRA with leaders and officials in Russia. She's basically charged with trying to set up a back channel between the U.S. and Russia, trying to influence American politics. And she's sort of a major player, or has been a major player, in developing that back channel.
Now, Russian President Vladimir Putin hasn't publicly embraced Butina. He was asked about her yesterday.
She faces 15 years in prison. For what? When I heard about her, and yes, this is a public event, but I have nothing to hide, I questioned all the heads of special services and asked, who is she? No one knows anything about her.
Still, Russia's done a lot for her. They've made many consular visits, they've written diplomatic notes, and even started a free Maria Butina social media campaign. Could she end up back home in Russia?
She absolutely could end up back in Russia. And so we don't know the full extent of her relationship with the higher echelons of the Kremlin and of the Russian government. We do know she has definite ties to the Russian government writ large, but we don't know the extent to which she's still in touch with high-level government officials. So if she does end up back in Russia, it's unclear how her life will unfold, what sort of intimidation or pressure she'll face. So that life of hers is still unclear if she does return back to Moscow or other parts of Russia.
Since Maria Butina has been in jail, she's been receiving visits from Paul Erickson. He's a well-known Republican operative who's been Butina's boyfriend since around 2013. Tell us about him.
Yeah, Mr. Erickson is an interesting character. He's originally from South Dakota. He has dabbled in political life since the Reagan era, but he has been accused of lying in his business dealings over the past 10 years or so. He's basically duped investors into investing into non-existent companies. So he's gotten in a lot of trouble with his businesses over the past 10 years, as I said. And so he developed a relationship with Butina in 2013. They both attended a conservative political event, and that's where they met. We reported exclusively with the Daily Beast last week that Mr. Erickson has received a target letter from prosecutors in D.C. So Erickson could face similar charges in the next couple of weeks. I think it will all hinge on what we get out of the Butina agreement, you know, how much she's cooperated, if she's cooperated against him. So it'll be really interesting in the next couple of weeks to see if anything develops with Mr. Erickson.
Do we know whether Butina has cooperated against her boyfriend?
It is very possible and even likely that she has spoken about Mr. Erickson.
And is Paul Erickson still visiting her in jail, given that he's received a target letter and is in kind of hot water himself?
My sourcing has said that, yes, he continues to visit her in jail, that they're still together, and that relationship is ongoing.
Erin Banko covers national security for the Daily Beast. She's been telling us about Russian Maria Butina's decision to plead guilty to crimes related to the 2016 presidential elections. Thanks, Erin.
Thank you.